Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian. Breaking news from Biggie. He was making meatballs last night.
Oh, yeah?
And came to a
tailgate?
Came to a conclusion.
Yeah, I was, you know, I'm low carbonate.
Uh-huh.
And so I was making some meatballs, and I like to put on a little music when I'm making dinner. And last night was Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chris Dim is a Bruce Springsteen expert, and I don't know how he feels
about
this, but I've decided that Tunnel of Love is my favorite Bruce Springsteen album.
Interesting.
I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
It also has Brilliant Disguise, which
great,
I love.
Great song. Yeah.
And it has One Step Up, which might be my favorite Bruce Springsteen song.
Mm. Where does it rank in your... You are the expert, Chris Dim. Where does it rank in...
It's fantastic.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, Tunnel of Love and Brilliant Disguise and One Step Up are some of his best songs he's ever written.
Yeah.
This was the album he wrote after the Born in the USA crush.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he had married and his marriage was falling apart.
Uh-huh.
And so these are kind of songs that are a little more adult in nature about relationships between men and women. And for a long time, he did not play these songs.
Oh, really? Because of the pain that they...
I guess. You know, but it was also the time when his relationship with his now wife, Patty, began.
Uh-huh.
And so now he has, I think, a little better relationship with some of the songs.
Interesting. All right.
I absolutely think this is one of the best songs ever, One Step Up. I love it. And I'll tell you, Kenny Chesney, a country artist, covered it. Not a bad cover either.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it was after. I don't know the order. Now, you like Nebraska best, though, I believe.
No,
you?
Not best.
Born to Run?
No, not best.
Well, what's your favorite?
Darkness. The River.
Darkness on the... Oh, The River, yes.
I like The Wild, The Innocent.
Oh, well.
E Street Shuffle.
The list goes on.
You've never heard of it.
I don't know.
I always feel like this album's overlooked because of where it came.
After.
Yeah.
Well, you know my favorite album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Glory Days.
Born in the USA.
Give me Glory Days.
That's right. Give me the good stuff, you know. Give me the hits. That's always been my thing.
You're still a tween girl at heart.
Play a hit.
Yeah, whatever's on the transistor radio.
Girl. That's exactly it. Now you're talking. This is music.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd you know, if it was a concert now, he'd start playing One Step Up and he'd be like, oh,
gross. Dancing in the dark.
Dancing in the dark.
Born in the USA.
You know what? Bruce still does play this. He plays it at almost every show.
Well, he remembers where he... I mean, this is what...
That's what people want.
Don't play that card.
Well, it is what people want.
Yeah.
They are the biggest hits.
He likes it, but he doesn't always play the biggest hits.
No, he does not. That's right. He played... When I saw him... I've only seen him once.
Did a walkout, or did you make it to the end?
I made it to the end, and he played this, and he played Born in the USA, which I don't think he always plays.
That was the Rising Tour, though.
That was a different vibe. It was the Rising Tour, and he did play all these big hit songs. You're right that he's not one that will just give you the hits, you know, he'll play.
No, there's certain songs you'll always hear, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all of the big hits.
Right, yeah.
It's funny the way Chris Dim put that on when we think about how many legendary artists you've walked out of their concerts midway through.
McCartney.
McCartney's number one.
Number one, absolutely.
Walked out on a Beatle.
McCartney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he saw me go, too.
Let's beat traffic.
Yeah.
Let's turn the house lights up for this one. Hey, where's he going?
I mean, the only person leaving.
I won't.
Someone's in the VIP section leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, those were great tickets. They were free tickets.
Free tickets to Paul McCartney, a former
I hope it's not a family emergency.
It is.
Yeah. It wasn't.
The people next to you are like, you guys, you can leave your coats. I know you're coming back.
No. We're leaving.
These are two open ones.
We're leaving. I saw about half of it, and I heard it was real good at the end.
Oh, it got better and better and better.
That's
and
what
better.
I kept hearing. McCartney.
Let's hear Maybe I'm Amazing. Get out of here.
That's exactly right. I don't know. Stones. I've left a few early for sure. I mean, you do what you have to.
It's your thing.
And don't get me started on Broadway musicals. Intermission. We don't need to see how this ends, do we? We know that they're going to get together. We know
what
that.
What is this, the third act?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
She dies, he dies, everybody dies.
Let's go.
Speed the traffic.
Let's go.